Lamentations chapter 3 and verse 57. Thou drewest near in the day that I called unto thee. Thou sayest, fear not. Here we have encouragement for the day of trouble. Encouragement for the day of trouble. Job said in Job 14 and verse 1, man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. And we can see really the certainty of trouble here in the words of Job. Everyone in this world, everyone in this meeting tonight will have their day of trouble. Because troubles are part and parcel of the Christian life. In Philippians 1 verse 29, Paul writing to the church of Philippi, he said, for unto you it is given in the behalf of Christ, not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for his sake. Not only are we to believe in Christ, and not only are we to trust Christ, but we are also to suffer for his name's sake. Troubles will come into the life of every one of us here tonight. We all will have our day of trouble. These troubles can come with different shapes and forms. In 1 Peter 1 and verse 6, he talks about the manifold temptations. Manifold means various. It may be afflictions, maybe sickness, maybe opposition, maybe family deaths, like it's like even in our congregation at this moment. But these troubles can come in different shapes and forms to the hearts of every child of God. We surely will have our time of trouble. These troubles can come to the best of the saints of God. We see this an example here in this passage. This is Jeremiah, the faithful prophet of the Lord, and he is in trouble. We can see about his distress in verse 48, mine eye runneth down with rivers of waters. In verse 53, he speaks about a dungeon. They have cut off my life in the dungeon. Well, he feels hemmed in. And in verse 55, he talks about a low dungeon. And here's the man of God, Jeremiah, and he's at his very lowest. And he's crying. And he's full of trouble. And he says, I'm in a low dungeon. And maybe, child of God, that's where you feel you are tonight. You're at your lowest. The very lowest. You feel that you're hemmed in. He speaks also about people against him in verse 60, 61 and verse 62. Imaginations against me. Verse 62, and their device against me. He talks about people being against him. He talks in verse 63 of this chapter, I am their music. They were singing about him. They were mocking him. He was a reproach unto the enemies of God and of the gospel of Christ. And here's a man in great trouble. Here's a man hemmed in. Here's a man at his very lowest. He says, I'm in a low dungeon. And child of God, that may be you. You may be there tonight. In this meeting, prayer meeting in this church. Heart is full of trouble. Your heart is full of distress. You feel tonight that you're down in the low dungeon. You feel that you're hemmed up. You feel that you're being despised by other people. That's how Jeremiah felt. That's how he felt in his time of trouble. And yet it was not the end. Yet there was help and encouragement for him as he really stood in this pit of despair. Because it was in this pit of despair, he said the words of our text, thou drewest near in the day that I called upon thee, thou sayest, fear not. And here there was encouragement for Jeremiah, even in the day of trouble. And the trouble has come to all of our hearts tonight in this congregation. And the trouble has come to the Graham family circle, and also the Hawk family circle. There's encouragement here in these words, the day of trouble. You see, first of all, Jeremiah and his call to God. He says in verse 57, I called upon thee. And notice the focus of his call. I called upon thee. And Jeremiah, this prophet, he's praying unto the Lord in his time of trouble, and he's not calling upon anyone else. There's no one else could hear him. There's no one else could help him. So he calls upon God. In verse 55 he says, I called upon thy name. And that's great encouragement. In his time of great trouble, he still had access to God in the place of prayer. And when we look at the Bible, we find that is true in the lives of the saints of God. Jonah, in Jonah chapter 2 and verse 2, he was in the whale's belly. He was really down in the depths. And he said, I cried by reason of mine affliction unto the Lord, and he heard me out of the belly of hell, cried I, and I hears my voice. And he's at his very lowest. He says, I'm in the very belly of hell. Yet he says, I cried, I called upon the Lord. You think of Psalm 107, that great psalm, the historical psalm of the life of the children of Israel. And it tells us in verse 6 of that psalm, then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble. When they got into trouble, yes, it was their fault they got into trouble. Yes, there was times of trials. Yet there was times of temptations. Times of distress in the life of the children of Israel. But what did they do? They cried unto the Lord in their trouble. Well, that's encouragement in the time of trouble. And dear Christian, can I say to you, when your back's against the wall, you can always pray. You can always bring your petitions on to the Lord. Pray and tell the Lord all your needs. The focus of his prayer was he called unto the Lord in the very place of his call. He's at his very lowest, and yet he's praying. And he could not do much. What else could this man do? Really, think about him. Think about him hemmed up. Think about him in that pit of darkness. Think about him in that pit of distress. What can Jeremiah do? What can he do? There's only one thing. The only thing he could do was pray. One writer said the prophet's case was deplorable. He was cut off from all sound of human voice. Let him cry as he might, there was none to have pity upon him. He was alone, forgotten, forsaken, refused by the many and abhorred by the few who were in power. And these things were true. These things were true of this man. He was hated. He was despised. And yet he could pray. And yet he could pray on to the Lord. And child of God tonight, you can still pray at your lowest. He was at his lowest and his weakest. You see verse 56. Hide not thine ear at my breathing. Just as if he's at his very weakest. Just like his breath is about to give up. And he says, hide not thy voice at my breathing. You see, he's at his very weakest. But you know, he can pray. And he called upon the Lord in this day of trouble. And we can say, hallelujah. He could still get through to God. He could still get through to God. And maybe you feel today at your very weakness. Maybe you say, no, I just do not know what to say in my petitions or my prayers. But God knows. One writer says, when you can't put your prayers into words, God hears your heart. God hears your heart. There we have Hannah in the book of Samuel. There she was. She never opened her lips. But God heard her heart. She poured out her very soul, her very heart unto God, you see. God heard the murmurs of her heart. You say, no, I feel so weak tonight. I feel perhaps I can't really go on. Just call upon the Lord. That's what Jeremiah is. Just talks about his breathing. And this was a sincere call. Look at the words he used. I called in verse 56. I cried. And I hear him in the pit of despair. He's calling and he's crying. These are not just words without meaning. In Psalm 120 verse 1, it says, in my distress I cried unto the Lord. You know, this is true praying. Sometimes we get all caught up with our prayers when we come to the prayer meeting. We try to get our phrases right. We try to introduce maybe words of a hymn or words of a text, which is quite proper and quite right. But the Lord wants to hear prayers in the heart. A woman came to Christ. She says, "Lord, help me." That's what she said. Nothing fancy about that at all. Here's a short, sincere cry from the heart. "Lord, help me." This is true praying. And child of God, in the pit of despair, just cry out to the Lord with all of your heart. "I called," he says, "and I cried." Something else about his call here to the Lord. It was urgent. If you look at the words he used in verse 53, he speaks about being cut off. "They've cut off my life in the dungeon." In verse 54, he says, "I said, I am cut off." He really sees no hope. No hope in his recovery at all. He really reckons, in a sense, that one commentator says, all is over for him. And he is just perishing. And he says here, "I am cut off." In verse 54, he says, "He is covered. If you look, waters flowed over mine head." As if he's going to be overwhelmed by the waters of trouble and the waters of affliction. He says, "They're coming over my head." In verse 55, he's captured. He's in a low dungeon. And yet he's crying unto God with all of his heart. In his time of darkness, his time of distress, in this time of trouble, when he's cut off and he feels the waters are coming over his soul, he's still praying. And child of God, have you ever been in this position? Have you ever been here where you feel you've been overwhelmed? The waters of trouble, the waters of affliction is coming over your very soul, you see. The psalmist said in Psalm 69 verse 1, "Save me, O God, for the waters are come into my soul." There he is, in the very same place, in the same affliction, in the same position, in the same trouble. And yet there's the psalmist himself, and he's crying unto the Lord to help him. So encouraged in the time of trouble, Jeremiah, and his call to God. You see, he says, I called upon thee. And we know the troubles come into our congregations, I've said, into the family circles here, the Hawk and Graham family circle. But glad there's a God to turn to in time of trouble. I often say, how could you live without the Lord? How could any of us live without Christ? We couldn't. Wonderful thing to be saved. Wonderful thing to have a friend in the Lord Jesus Christ. Wonderful to have someone to turn to in our time of trouble. And child of God, we have one to turn to. Here's Jeremiah. He says, "I called upon thee." And we'll be coming to pray in our prayer meeting very shortly. And we will pray and we will call on to the Lord. You find something else about this encouragement in the time of trouble. Jeremiah and the company of the Lord. For notice what he says. "Thou drewest near in the day that I called upon thee." And here we have the company of the Lord. But we have the coming of the Lord. He came personally. You know what Jeremiah said while he's there alone in this dark pit and this dungeon? He says, "Thou drewest near, the Lord of glory." The one who was his God. The one who was his Savior. There is Jeremiah all alone in darkness and distress. And what does he say? He says, "Thou drewest near." There's the coming of the Lord to his heart. He did not send an angel. God could have sent an angel. He did not send any other prophet. But God came himself, as a father comes to the aid of his child, you see. And the testimony of this prophet was, in the time of trouble, that the Lord drew near. "Thou drewest near in the day that I called unto thee." And we find, of course, the Apostle Paul saying in 2 Timothy 4, verse 16 and 17, he says about people forsaking him in verse 16. And in verse 17, he says, "Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me." And he found the very same thing as Jeremiah in his time of trouble. He looked this way and that way, and there was none to help him. But he looked, and there was the Lord. There was the Lord Jesus Christ, his Savior and his friend, to help him in his time of trouble. And dear child of God, in the pit of despair, the Lord will come to you. Thy door is near. Thy door is near. He will come along personally. Just call for Him to come, you see. Many of us here tonight has proven these words in our Christian experiences. There's times of trouble and there has been times of distress and we've called on to the Lord and the Lord came. That's always been my testimony. The Lord has always come. Thy drew us near, you see. And you had the coming of, He came personally. He came quickly. If you notice what He says, He says there, Thy drew us near in the day that I called upon thee. At the very day that he prayed, God came. The very day he lifted his whole heart unto God, he said, Lord, would you help me? Help me, get me out of this pit and help me, Lord, in this time of trouble. He says, in the day that I called, God came. Our God is always listening. So, child of God, tonight is only a prayer away. Are you deep trouble tonight? Do you need help right now? Right now tonight. You will get help right now tonight. I find out with the Lord. If I need the help right now, you get it right at that particular time. In the day I called upon thee. In the very day God came. The Lord came to help him, you see. And this is great encouragement to every child of God who's in the pit of despair. The Christian may be slack to pray in this day of trouble, but the Lord is not slack to answer. This means if I cry with all my heart today, God will give me that help I need and that encouragement and that comfort. You'll receive it today. Thy drew us near. And that's what we want to pray for the Graham family circle and for the Hawk family circle this time. And many in the congregation's hearts is broken here tonight. What has happened, the death of these people. People's lost friends, lifelong friends. And people's hearts are sad. You want God to draw near. You want God to draw near to your heart and this congregation's heart and to the hearts of these families. We pray that will be the case. He will do it. The very coming of the Lord to him and the closeness of the Lord came to where he was. Right where Jeremiah was. Jeremiah looked by the very eye of faith and there was the Lord with him. In the very pit of darkness. There he was shut up in the dungeon. In the very place of distress. He looked and the Lord was beside him. Right beside him, you see. He's not a God afar off, you see. He's a God who's near his people. And always remember that in times of trouble. That God is near. So we walk by faith, not by sight. Let's not get our eyes onto circumstances. Our troubles are. Let's get our eyes onto Christ. This is Jeremiah, this man of God here in this horrible pit. And his testimony was that there he was all alone. Can you see this man of God all alone? And he's crying unto God. And God comes to his very aid and comes to his side. Do you think God will leave us? Do you think, child of God, that the Lord will leave you in your trouble? He never will. Thy drew us near. The closeness of the Lord. In Psalm 145 and verse 18, the Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. And notice the words, the Lord is nigh unto all them, to all of his people, not just to some of his people. Here is good encouragement for all of us. If we're in, perhaps, in this pit of despair, the Lord will draw near. In time of trouble. Sometimes we fear trouble, and most maybe that's only humanly natural, of course. But you know, we have a God in a day of trouble. A Lord, a God who will not forsake us, one who is our friend in our time of need. Draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh to you. And Jeremiah then was not alone in this pit of despair. And neither are you. And now there are these families. Because they will prove that the Lord will draw near and be with them. And so there we have Jeremiah in the company of the Lord. And child of God, lift your eye of faith and you'll see Christ. You'll see Him by your side. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. He's always close by. in your time of trouble. Think about Jeremiah and the command from the Lord. It says here, "Thou drewest near in the day of trouble, and I called upon thee, and thou sayest, fear not." Here's a word that is timely. Here's a word that he needed to hear. Remember, he's in the dungeon, he's in despair, he's in distress, he feels perhaps he is doomed, he feels he's going to die. And here's a word that came to him. What was that word? Fear not. It was a very word he needed to hear. But you know, there's nothing like this book, the Word of God. I love starting out every year to start reading the Bible again. And I try to read them, and I read it, I'm sure, not so well at times, but I try to. But there's nothing like this book. The great doctrines that's found in this Bible, creation, salvation of Jesus Christ, the security of God's people, the eternal home, all of these things. And Jeremiah could have access to all of these great and glorious truths of the Lord, but here's the word he needed to hear. This was the word. We could preach to Jeremiah there in the pit. Jeremiah, God made the world in 6 days. On the seventh day he rested. God has sent his law, the commandments of God, and he gave them unto Moses. And God will send Christ into this world and to save sinners, and all great doctrines and all great truths. But you know what Jeremiah needed to hear? He needed to hear two words. Fear not. Fear not. They were the words he needed to hear. In Isaiah 50 verse 4, "The Lord God hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary." The word in season, you say, was what? Fear not. And maybe some in the congregation tonight needs to hear these words, this timely word. Fear not. Fear not. I could have perhaps spoken something different tonight. I could have spoken evangelism coming up to remissions. I could have spoke perhaps an election or justification or sanctification or atonement, all things which are right and proper. But the very message that you needed to hear tonight was this message. And fear not. Whatever the fears, whatever the troubles you may have, fear not. That's the word we need to hear in our time of trouble. In Isaiah 41 verse 10, it says, "Fear thy not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." And the Lord is saying here through Jeremiah, I will be with thee, I will hold thee, I will help thee. And he says the very same words, "Fear thy not." Here's a word, here's a timely word. Don't fear. And we trust the Lord will really speak to these families at this time and dispel all that fear that comes with death, all that sadness, all that sorrow that they draw near. And of course, as Reverend Patterson will speak to them, they'll not hear his voice, but they'll hear the Lord's voice. Fear not. Here's a word that's timely. Here's a word he could trust. Remember, this was God's word to him. The Lord was assuring Jeremiah as he was in this dark and terrible place. He was assuring him that all was well. All was going to be well. I am with you, Jeremiah. I will help you, Jeremiah. Jeremiah could trust this word from God. Here's a word he could trust. If somebody else had to shout it down through the hole to him, "Jeremiah, fear not." If I had to shout it, wouldn't be worth tuppence. But you know, when God said it, there was authority with this word. There was power with this word. He could trust it with all of his heart. And the Lord was saying to this man, "Fear not," you see. Oh, child of God tonight, and in time here is encouragement. In the times of trouble, God says to all of us, "Fear not." You can read the Bible, underline all the fear nots in the Word of God. Time and time and time again, God speaks to us. He tells us not to fear. Fear not. Here's a word of triumph also to them. In verse 58, O Lord, Thou hast pleaded the causes of my soul. Thou hast redeemed my life. Everything was changed. Just in a moment. Thou hast redeemed, he says here. Thou hast redeemed my life. Thou hast pleaded the causes of my soul. And he knows God is with him. And he knows God is going to help him. Now here's a man in the very pit. In the very pit of trouble. In the very pit of distress. And he cries unto God. And he says here to the Lord, Lord, Thou hast redeemed my life. God had heard him. And God had helped him. And here's a word of triumph. Everything was changed. Thou drewest near in the day that I called upon thee. Thou sayest, fear not. And God heard him. And God helped him. And you can think of Daniel over there in Daniel 10 verse 19. And said, O man greatly beloved, fear not. Peace be unto thee. Be strong, yea, be strong. And when he had spoken unto me, I was strengthened. And said, let my Lord speak, for thou hast strengthened me. And there's Daniel in the same time. He's full of fear. He's full of weakness. And here is the word of the Lord coming to Daniel in Daniel 10 and verse 19. And it says to Daniel, be strong, be strong. And he says, when he had spoken unto me, what happened? He said, I was strengthened. I was strengthened. And before all of this, he was full of weakness. He was full of fear. And yet there we have it in Daniel's life as well. God drew near to him in his time of trouble and said unto him, fear not. And here he was strengthened. And so here's a word that was timely, and a word he could trust, and a word of triumph. And I was saying today, may the Lord speak to all of us today in our time of trouble. And may the Lord speak to these families have been really fallen into this time of trouble and sadness. May they hear his voice. May they find the sweetness and the strength that comes from the word of the living God. In Psalm 107 verse 20, it says, he sent his word and healed them. He sent his word. And I can say, personally speak, there's nothing like the word of God in time of trouble, in time of distress, a time when we feel so weak. There's nothing like the promise of God coming with power to our souls. It puts strength into our hearts again. It renews our faith in the promises of the Lord, you see. There's nothing like the word of God. And here's the message to Jeremiah. I drew us near in the day of trouble, that I called upon thee, thy sayest, fear not. One writer said, God's promises are like the stars, the darker the night, the brighter the shine. And that's true. I'm speaking to someone today, and maybe through a time of trouble. And I said, you know, God's promises are always the same. When you're up in the hills, you have the promises. But when you're down in the valley, you still have the promises of God. And because the Lord will bless his word to all of our hearts tonight, and the Lord will draw near to this congregation and to the families who need him at this particular time, and they will hear his voice saying unto them, fear not, he is with them, and he will help them.